Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
But we've got our guest in now, haven't we, Maggie?
We have. It's Clive Ford. Good afternoon, Clive.
Good afternoon. Nice to meet you.
And nice to meet you too. And what have you come to talk to us about today?
I've come to talk to you about Isle of Wight Summer Camp.
Right. That's something I'd never heard of until recently.
Yes, I suppose it's a bit under the radar because most of the people that come to the event are from the mainland.
Right.
But we actually raise money for island-based children's charities.
Right.
We've been going about 10 years. And to date, we've raised over £87,000.
Wow. So what is the summer camp?
It's a camping event for car enthusiasts.
Right.
So it's people with primarily a good sense of humour.
Mm.
If you're prepared to go camping, you're generally the type that likes to muck in rather than
right.
go to the hotel.
Right.
And, yeah, we have lots of fun and games, back to basics, really.
When you say fun and games, what sort of fun and games? Egg and spoon race, or...?
we do all sorts. We do have a sports day on the Sunday afternoon,
right.
which brings out the competitive edge
mm-hmm.
of people. It gets quite hairy at times. It's a wonder we don't all end up in A&E.
Right.
things like the sack race,
yeah.
Egg and spoon race is a favourite, and lots of variations on that, modern versions and stuff we
yeah.
do. Hungry Hippos is always great fun.
Okay.
Well, the board game Hungry Hippos, or
yes,
sort of a live version?
We've got a large version, so we've got
right.
like...
Are they real hippos, do you think?
No, they're people that aren't that big, actually. Though we lay people down on the boards with wheels, we put all the... like ball pit balls in the middle of
right,
the area
okay.
and then somebody wheels them in them out by holding them onto the ankles.
Right.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Right.
Yeah, it's good fun. If it's hot weather, it ends up as being a bit of a water fight, to be
I
honest.
I suspect
if it's wet weather, you end up muddy, I suspect.
Yes, but we haven't had a wet one yet.
No,
so we've been lucky.
Wood. Yeah, okay, good.
So is there sort of evening entertainment, bands or anything? Or
yes, yeah, we have entertainment every evening. We might have a pub quiz.
Yeah.
Then we could have... We do our own entertainment, a bit of comedy.
Right.
We might have... Make up our own game show.
Okay.
Foresight themed.
All right.
Type
yeah.
things. Play your cards right. Generation game.
Deal or no deal.
Yes, yeah. All that sort of stuff. We get people up and have a go and get involved, win
good.
Prizes.
That's a good idea.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It is, yeah. Yeah.
So how many nights or days is it over?
It goes over... 4 days, Thursday to Monday. Well, that's actually five, isn't it? Four nights.
Four nights, okay, yeah,
yeah,
it makes sense.
Yeah, so people can either come for 3 nights or 4 nights, depending how much time they can get off of work.
Yeah.
And how much does it cost them to come?
If you're coming for a 3 night, a couple is £360.
Right.
So you bring your own tent,
mm-hmm.
so that includes your pitch... All your facilities on site. We're down at Neenham Country Holidays, so it's
right.
proper showers. It's yeah. a proper campsite.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a huge marquee from Coast and Country, and we have Fat Sean on site.
Oh,
I
we know
met.
Fat Sean very well.
Yeah,
yes.
he does
Sean,
all
yes.
our catering.
You're not going away
yeah.
hungry then if you've got Fat
yeah.
Sean on site. No.
So the price of attending the event will include all your breakfast, all your evening meals, all your entertainment. We'll
That's
have a live
bad,
band Saturday night.
Okay.
Prizes for competitions we do, and the end of the event on the Sunday evening is our big charity auction, which is how we raise our money.
I was saying, how do you get to actually raise the money? It's a charity. What sort of things
so
do you
gonna,
auction?
Are you going
to
auction Fat Sean?
Sean's very shy, actually. We have
I
tried
know.
To get him on stage many times, and he runs and hides.
We've had him in here a couple of times. He's all right, but he's quite nervous of being... In
yeah.
the limelight.
Yeah. yeah, he's a smashing fella, him and his wife
but
Catherine.
So what sort of stuff do you auction then?
Right, we can have your basic things. You could get a Union Jack towel.
Oh, yeah.
For £10 on eBay, and you can auction that off. And if somebody's had a good drink, that'll go for £50, £60.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
At the other end of the scale, we've got one chap who comes who works for the Royal Berkshire Golf Club. So
oh.
we can get a four ball. Day at the Royal Berkshire, which is worth nearly £1,000.
Right. Okay.
So you can go right up to that end of the scale. We have the UK's top automotive photographer, a chap called Nick Williams. Mm-hmm. He comes every year, but he donates a photo shoot for the auction of your car. So that's probably worth around £600-700.
Yeah.
So we try and get a bit of everything, something for the ladies as well, spa days, afternoon mm-hmm. teas, island attractions. We always get a, hopefully get a family ticket for Haven Street Railway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Crazy golf, anything we can, island based stuff and days out and
okay.
Yeah. Sounds so good.
How do people find out more about it?
Well, we've got our own website, which mm-hmm. is iowsummercamp.co.uk.
Mm-hmm.
So there's all our info on there, and you can also search using the same name on Facebook.
Right.
Okay. And what sort of age ranges do you get for people coming along?
We range from 20 up to old fellas like me in their 60s.
Okay.
So I suppose that the broad it's quite a broad yeah. thing.
And people bring their children, or is it mostly just for adults?
We get a few teenagers. It is mainly adult based.
Yeah, okay. It just needs to make that kind of clear. So
yeah, when we don't have facilities there for young children.
No.
So it's an adult few nights away, a bit of fun.
It's
lot to drink, I suspect.
Yes, you have a drink. We send them out on the Saturday doing a treasure hunt, exploring the island.
Oh, right, yeah.
So we get all the cars out and about, and they all end up getting lost eventually, to be honest.
So what sort of cars have you had in the past?
Well, the event started 10 years ago as a TVR car club event.
Oh, right, yeah.
I was a TVR, well, I still am, TVR car enthusiast. And it started at a small event in Merston in a friend's field. And it grew from there and it got quite big. And we ended up at Neenham Country Holidays. And so TVRs, yeah, it's been great. We broke away and stopped calling it TVR Summer Camp and called it Isle of Wight Summer Camp because there were people who wanted to come but didn't because they weren't in a TVR car.
Right.
Even though they had the TVR.
Yeah.
And then we've got friends of those that did come who wanted to come that obviously would never have a TVR.
Okay, fair enough.
So it's about the people rather than the cars.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the key thing. It's about the people, the right sort of people, having fun and getting them to be generous.
So it's a fun few nights away with the aim of raising a good deal of money for charity, but
yes.
having a great time at the same time.
And yeah. why not?
We normally find a happy camper can be a generous camper.
Yes, I think that's reasonable. So just give us those contact details one more time, please.
Yeah, it's www.iowsummercamp.co.uk, and on Facebook you can find us as IOW Summer Camp.
Excellent.
And when is it this year?
This year we're going from the 4th to the 8th of July.
All right.
Oh, so nice. It should be nice weather and everything.
Yeah. We hope so, yeah. And yeah. if anyone from the island wants to come along, they'd be most welcome.
Yeah, you haven't got to keep be from the mainland. You can come from the island as well. Have a weekend away in your back garden. That's fine.
Yeah. If somebody wants to come along and camp and enjoy the cars and everything, they're most welcome.
Okay.
Sounds good, doesn't
it? Excellent stuff. Thank you very much. One thing I will point out is you are the very first person to use that microphone. Nobody else has ever used it before you.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing at vectisradio.fm.